This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Burma, which some call Myanmar, has been coming out of a long-term period of military rule, 50 years. Slowly, the conditions for workers in the country have been improving. For example, since 2012, it has been legal to form labor unions in the country, and already more than 1,000 unions have been registered. But for many people, especially women of other ethnic groups in the northern states, life is unbearably hard. I talked to Jessica Nkrum about women in the northern state of Kachin. Ms. Nkrum is the Joint General Secretary of the Kachin Women's Association. I asked her to describe the conditions of women in Kachin State and whether they had services such as health care.
In Kachin State, most of the people are like farmers, family are farmers, and then farming families in the rural area. So the women are like work in the home, cook, take care of the children, and also working in the farms in the rural area. And in the city area is also the... But in the city area, women are mostly working in their home. Means like taking care of children, cleaning the houses and this kind of thing. But especially once they are married, they drop out from, or like they don't continue their work. The women healthcare in the city area, there are some healthcare centers, but we have to pay. But in the rural area, there are no free clinic or hospitals from government. Because as our organization, we have a clinic in Kachin area, and we work with 25 villages and about 5,000 people in there, and there is no doctor and no nurses and no clinic at all. So that is the situation. So Kachin women don't access the proper basic health care, especially the maternal health care.
What does your organization, the Kachin Women's Association, do?
We help with various programs. One program is the anti-trafficking program that we are working for, because many of Kachin women are trafficked to China. And because we don't have awareness about what is trafficking, and also our political situation and economic situation and no education, very low education, this kind of factors push our women to get trafficked. And we are working on like awareness raising or anti-trafficking. And also we have two women crisis support center along China-Burma border. And we help with the women who are trafficked from in China, and then they came back, and then we helped them with emergency health care and also their mental counseling, and also help contact with their home, their families, and provide them with the transportation cost. And another area that we are helping is this mother and child care health care, that we have a clinic and we are working with 5,000 people, but we only run with very limited funding. So sometimes when we have the emergency help that we need to transfer to the patient to the hospital in China, then we have difficulty because we don't have emergency funding, especially the cesarean session that the pregnant women need to get. And another area that we are helping is empowering our women with the monthly political discussions, and also as well as gender discussion and the constitution, human rights, women's rights, this kind of discussion we are doing in Kachin State.
You mentioned the trafficking of women. Can you tell us more about that?
Kachin women, when they are like around 12, 13 years old, they drop out from school, and then because of their extremely poverty, they need to find a job to help support the family. So some of the like people, the traffickers, they know this kind of weakness in our area, so they will come and tell in the household to the girl's parents that I will offer your daughter with a job in China, like maybe it will be cleaning job, it will be in the factory, like that. And then they would, but the parents also don't have any knowledge about the trafficking, so like parent will allow their children to go with the trafficker, and but the children themselves, the girls themselves and the parents, they don't know they will like the girls will be going to be trafficked. So like finally in China, because of their one child policy in China, there are like more men than women, so they need wives. So like many of the Kachin women are trafficked into forced bride marriages, and some are in the prostitution industry.
What can unions and their members around the world do to help the women of Kachin State?
I think, yeah, the unions, labor unions, they should go to the field and connect with the community-based organization like us who are really working on the ground, and then get the information and also support them and work together to solve this kind of problem. It's one way. And also pushing the government, Burmese government, to resolve political situation in Burma and to resolve this economic mismanagement and to improve education, especially in the ethnic areas.